Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, I'm coming to you live from my physical therapy appointment. I am with the fabulous Lazel Adolfi, who's been a physical therapist for 28 years, and she's founder of Body Synergy Physical Therapy in Pasadena. Say hello, Lazel.
Hi, everyone.
I thought it would be awesome to do a little podcast on body mechanics because we are all sitting at our desks all day with laptops and desktops and getting neck strain, tech neck, and back shoulder problems, like me. So what are you noticing with pandemic and people being on screens a lot? Anything with their necks and shoulders?
We have had a lot of people coming in, and whatever, if they already had neck and shoulder problems as well as low back problems, they just come in with worsening issues.
Exacerbation of those problems.
Absolutely.
I'm even noticing it in my daughter, who's school age, 10th grade.
We're seeing that a lot.
It's laptops the entire day from 8 to 3, and I think that kids are really not even taught good body mechanics.
I wish they did that in science class. If they are in biology and, you know, taking a little bit of health and science, that should be taught just so the kids can understand or learn just a few tips.
Ergonomics of sitting at a desk all day. So what are some tips for all of us, since this lifestyle is not going away anytime soon? What are like your top three tips for sitting at your desk all day, the things you should do when you're on a screen prolonged periods of time?
Okay, the biggest thing, the biggest myth that I've seen in many years already is don't feel like you have to spend a lot on equipment.
Okay.
People can spend thousands of dollars, companies can spend thousands of dollars of ergonomic equipment, and being at 90 degrees at your elbows and completely neutral in your neck. But what I've seen is that people are learning that they've locked themselves into that position. Mm-hmm. Well, in fact, really, the human body was made to move and not be still for prolonged periods of time. And so I'm sure many of you have heard this before, which is move as frequently as you can, get up every 30 minutes. But you can do that even in your chair. Mm-hmm. And you're probably already doing that already. Mm-hmm. So the key with having to sit at the computer is try different positions. If you have laptops, sit in different areas of your house.
Yeah.
Or put the laptop on the counter so you're standing for a while. You don't have to stand all day long, which is what other people are thinking. Well, I shouldn't sit, I have to stand. But no, it's just the human body likes movement, but it also likes variety of positions.
Yeah.
So if you've got a class for 30 minutes, great, do that sitting. The next class, I know they give you breaks, so, you know, now put the laptop in a different part of the house just so you have a different position in your body.
That's a great idea. I like the idea of a standing desk or a walking desk where you can walk on a treadmill, but not everybody has access to that. But even like just in between stretches are so important.
Right.
So I'm hunched over all day, forward positioned, like in surgery when we gaze over a patient or when I'm injecting, when I'm leaning over someone, and I'm always kind of curled up and forward facing. So I think you were telling me to do back extension type of exercises. So arms overhead, shoulders rotated backwards. Is that something that's also helpful to undo the stooping over the screen?
Another myth that I've told people or that I've seen is that when people lock themselves in that straight position, sometimes they don't even allow themselves to slump, and slumping isn't always bad. So it's okay to slump sometimes, but then know that you can't be there all the time. Mm-hmm. Know that you can't be rigid and locked straight all the time. Mm-hmm. So even while you're sitting, and if you're taking a break from, you don't have to type anything with your hands, allow your body to slump, but then reach one arm up and back so that your chest rises up. Imagine a string attached to your chest bone, and it's pulling you up towards the ceiling. Mm-hmm. And repeat that. Alternate slumping and then arching your back, reaching one arm up.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like an accordion or a slinky. Picture the slinky stretching up and back towards the ceiling and behind you.
So putting some movement in your vertebral column, like forward curl, backward arch.
The movement is lubrication in your spinal segments. It's lubrication in your muscles. So you can do that. I'd say, think chest down, chest up. Do that maybe 5 times. And then stretch one arm up and over to the side and alternate reaching to the right and alternate reaching to the left. Always thinking of that slinky. Imagine that slinky reaching up to the ceiling and then bending backwards, or up to the ceiling and bending to the right and left.
And as we get older, we become more stiff in our joints. I think that the actual ligaments lose elasticity and stretchability. But what can you do about that? Because I feel like I stretch and I get a good stretch going, and then the next morning I'm tighter. So yoga helps, but it also makes me aware of my tightness, or makes me need to stretch more.
The key to that, again, sometimes we just can't battle the amount of work we have to do sitting at the computer.
She's saying, I'm aging and just get used to it.
The thing is, I'm seeing this with the students as well.
Even the 20-year-olds.
So even the 20-year-olds, even some high schoolers.
And especially weightlifters, because they get so much muscle strength and the muscles are binding their joints tighter. They need to stretch a lot too, actually.
Right. So, the amount of time, if you picture yourself sitting at the computer or being still, if you can feed in all these different movements that we're describing, feeding in that variety, the less tight your body will get by the end of the day.
Yeah.
But that's why stretching is so important. That's why staying hydrated is also so important. And then, of course, trying to get other exercise in, at the end of the workday or school day.
That's a great tip. Exercise, of course. What are some really cool gadgets that we can maybe try find on Amazon that might be tech that we can put to work for making our body dynamics better?
With regard to, depending on your home environment, work environment, there are versatile desks that can stay seated, or you can crank that up to put you in a standing position. So the desk itself, IKEA has something like that.
Yeah.
Where you can
sit
down.
The variable height, sit, correct. Stand desk. Those are cool.
And then if your desk, if you can't fit that in your environment, there are also structures that sit on top of the desk that then elevate the screen.
So laptop desk.
Usually that can be found at Relax the Back.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the variable heights with the chairs. But again, you don't have to spend a lot of money.
I like that Dyna desk. So she showed me, Lazel showed me this very cool rubber polymer, like a disc that you sit on that's got air in it that kind of makes you constantly move, like kind of like sitting on a round ball. Like I've seen those interesting chairs that are just a bouncy rubber ball.
Some of the, right.
But
You'll
this is a flat that. Disc. It's called the Dyna disc. And that seems like a great solution also for not getting a flat pancake butt. Because we sit all day, we crush our nice gluteal muscles, right?
Right. So that's why sitting is so bad for us, is because when we sit, our muscles, our core, our glutes, they just become flaccid.
They're in relaxed position.
And what happens is that gravity, now there's no counterforce that can fight gravity, which is compressing our spine for so long. And so when you're sitting on something like those big exercise balls or the Dyna disc that Dr. K is talking about, it's something that keeps your muscles active without you even having to think about it.
Mm.
Just because when you even turn your head or when you're reaching for something, you're getting these little extra micro movements that are occurring in your core. And it almost forces you to have to sit sit tall.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you'll topple over.
You have to engage your core muscles to stay balanced on these.
But again, it doesn't even take much effort. It'll just happen.
Yeah, and if you have 5 or 10 minutes in the day to do some planks or core exercises, that's probably good for stability, right?
Right. And even with that Dyna disc, same thing. You don't have to sit on it all day. You can have it. You can be sitting on it for 30 minutes and then give your body something different.
What should I do for my neck? Because I definitely feel the neck strain. As a head and neck surgeon, they tell us there's only a certain number of operations left in your neck. Like you're at some point going to get cervical neck disease from peering over a patient's face and operating in that crooked neck position. So you had taught me some really good neck stretches where I kind of, the neck is this axial joint that rotates in all directions. So I think one thing was doing a good morning stretch where you put your chin down to your collarbone, kind of glide all the way across and do a neck rotation. Do you have any other good tips for necks?
Same thing with the neck, when you're seated, and oftentimes it also has been found that when people are concentrating really hard in front of their computers, they actually hold their breath.
Yes, true.
And
even when I'm scrolling on my phone, I notice that.
Yes, actually. So be aware of your breath, because that also tends to tense our neck muscles. So part of what I described earlier, when you're allowing your chest to kind of move down and up, allow your head to be almost like a bobblehead. And make it floppy, because you imagine that amount of concentration during the work, the amount of focus from your eyes, and sometimes for some people, they're not breathing. So with that tension that people aren't aware of, let it go and exhale.
Yeah, definitely the breathing is so helpful.
Right.
The human head is so heavy, it's 7 to 10 pounds, and that position of us bent over our cell phones at this awkward angle is definitely a new problem in the last probably 10 years or 15 years that you're starting to see more cervical neck disease and problems in younger people.
Right, and all because of that tension.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've got high schoolers that have just as much tension that I feel and see in adults.
40-year-old necks and 15-year-olds.
Exactly.
And they have a lifetime of neck use ahead of them. So I guess you should just work on holding your cell phone at eye height, but that's very difficult to do in reality.
And
any
something,
other ideas for that?
Like you said, with height in school, something that they just can be taught or should be constantly reminded.
Yeah, if you're a teacher and you're listening, I really feel that the first 3 minutes of every class needs to be a stretch, you know, flex, stretch.
That's a good idea. Doesn't have to be a biology teacher or
exactly.
science teacher.
Every class needs to do a little deep breathing, neck rotation, shoulders roll back kind of a thing. I think that's so cool if we could institute that. And also little breaks for our eyes, of course, with eye strain becoming a problem as well. So I see a lot of patients who are getting tech neck in terms of neck creases and necklines because, and at very young ages, like that, I've never seen that before, where you have horizontal bands on the neck developing, and actually a lot of muscle tension in the sternocleidomastoid muscles. So you get these vertical stringy bands showing up in your pictures. Those we can Botox. And for tech neck, we're using, we're doing fun treatments like putting filler in the necklines. But of course, it's more repetitive creasing. So if you keep doing those actions, those lines are not going to go away forever. They're going to keep coming. Tell me a little bit about any kind of shoulder massage we can do. I think the trapezius and the shoulders also hold a lot of tension. Like if we don't have access to a lovely friend who's going to massage us every night after work, what's another way we can, what's another thing or device we can do?
Actually, you mentioned some gadgets that you can get on Amazon.
Yes.
There are tons of vibration massagers.
Like
out
a Theragun.
There. Which is a Theragun is one.
The one
Hypervolt
is
another. And what we carry here in the clinic is called the Pure Wave. It's a nice home version, it's a decent price point. The Theragun and Hypervolt are in the $300 to $400 range, and there are some stronger, more lasting ones that we use here in the office, but that gets into the 1,000 range. But we tend to use that all day, every day, on a 12-hour day, so it's got a powerful motor.
And what's the one that's a good price point? How much is that one?
The Pure Wave is $125.
That's really reasonable. That's a good investment, I would say.
It is, and we, even if we do that here and we have patients that come in on a regular basis, we have a massage therapist here, they still have some sort of device at home, so it helps to maintain, so they don't build up that tension, the adhesions, and the musculature.
I like a little bit of heat too. I found some cool heating pads that are shaped like a shoulder. They have a little magnet that you can attach at the neck, so it almost drapes like a cape, so you're not having to hold it on. And that just feels really nice too at the end of the day for the muscles to relax. And massage techniques, any good tips on massaging?
If you have a nice enough spouse, partner, kid that would do that for you, anything would be great. And you would be able to direct them on how strong, how light you want them to get. But that's just good because you're feeding the muscles. As much as we have to floss our teeth daily, tension builds up on our muscle tissues as well. And so we are teaching a lot of realizing that we put our human body through so much. And so we want to take care of it when it's the rest time. And that's with heat, cold, the touch, the vibration, just for self-care.
Yeah, I also like just at the end of the day, even when washing your face, to incorporate some facial massage and lymphatic massage as you put on different layers of your skincare, because you store a lot of facial tension in your facial muscles and you really don't even realize it when you're clenching your masseters, you know, when you're frowning and you're furrowing, mm-hmm. and just like it feels great to do a little bit of lymphatic massage for your face.
I'm actually glad you mentioned clenching your masseters, because that's another thing that we see with people that are sitting at their desks. So it's been shown sometimes people aren't breathing. More so, people are clenching their teeth, and that has a direct effect with what's going on in the neck.
Yeah, during their Zoom meetings.
Clenching. Correct.
Clenching. And the solution for that is to, if you have TMJ, of course you can drop your jaw, do some manual massage to milk out your masseter muscle. That's the muscle at the back border of your jawbone. And even it connects at your temple area, so massaging the temple all the way down.
Right, and the Pure Wave, that is that $125 price point. It has two ends to it. So the one end you can use on your bigger muscles. There's a smaller end that has a much lighter vibration, mm-hmm. that helps with tension headaches.
Right.
It can also, it's gentle enough that you can put it right at your masseter, mm-hmm. to help relax
the muscle
at the face.
Yeah, that's one of the strongest muscles in the whole body. It can generate up to 300 pounds of pressure per square centimeter, and that's because it has to clench, grind, and chew all day. So that can really destroy your TMJ joint. And if you get clicking and popping, that's early sign of joint arthritis and destruction. So I definitely Botox the masseter muscles for patients who just can't get control over the clenching habit, where the dental guards at night are not effective and they're just sort of habitually grinding away their joint. So look into that if you've tried everything, and definitely the stretching is helpful too. I want to talk a little bit about injector dynamics, since as injectors, lots of injectors listen to this podcast. But if you're someone who's standing on your feet all day and injecting, are there some basic tips for good body mechanics that we can tell our injectors out there?
Having a good core. Good core, because
it seems like,
given the positions you have to be in, and the bending over, the bending and twisting, you know, there are plenty of core exercises that aren't just being still or just doing crunches. You know, they're all out there as far as the dynamics. Mm-hmm. There's so many that I can't even think of which one to begin describing over. But definitely just think of just keeping your navel drawn into the spine as far as bending over. Stick your rear end back a little bit more to help engage the glutes.
Mm, okay. Maybe then, isometric contraction. Sometimes I'll try to tell myself as I begin the injection, I always make myself take a deep breath, and then I will do a little ab contraction, just because I figure like I might as well get some ab workout during my day.
Right, and then maintain that while
isometrically
you're in position.
Try to contract, and that's actually good for hand positioning, because the more I have a stable, strong core, the more I can brace my arm slightly. What else? I think that we tend to lock our knees when we're injecting, especially because we mostly inject standing, or at least I do. So I'm working on trying to keep my knees more relaxed.
It's almost as if you want to be doing a slight squat. So you do want to bend the knees. You do want to stick your rear end out so that you can feel those glutes engage and then draw in that belly button.
Yeah, interesting.
And then shoulders away from your ears.
And you rotate shoulders down, yes.
Down and back.
And inject at eye level. Mm. I would say try to not have your hand way up above or way down below, but just have your patient at your eye level. So chair, like with nursing, we want the chair and the height of the patient to be comfortable for you so you're not stooping over. So raising things up to your level. Right. So take the time to do that. Well, all of these tips have been so amazing. Thank you so much for giving the benefit of your 28 years. This woman has the strongest fingers. So if you ever have one of those really tight knots or a little shoulder tension, you need to come and see Lazel in Pasadena here on Green Street at Body Synergy Physical Therapy. She's definitely been a good friend and lifesaver this year. So that's it for now. Where can people find you if they're interested to learn more about physical therapy or come and visit on your website?
Our website is bodysynergypt.com, and feel free to call. We can do phone consultations if you have any issues as far as anything that's even just nagging and you feel like, I need a little bit of help with this. It doesn't have to be anything major. You don't want to wait until something becomes so major that it's impeding your work or your school.
Definitely. It's taken me so long to realize I really have to invest in this vehicle that's going to carry me through life.
Right.
You have to take time and do the maintenance. So you guys should definitely learn more about body dynamics. And that's it for now. You can find me on my Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, and our website is the same, www.beautybydrk.com. And don't forget to check us out on TikTok too. For those of you who are interested, rate us, leave us a little review, send us a screenshot. We'll send you a deluxe size sample of my amazing neck cream to avoid getting tech neck. And hopefully you guys all practice these body dynamic tips. Thanks so much for tuning in and stay beautiful.